Hey friends, you are listening to the After Sunday podcast with Taylor Johnston and Casey Rolapp. Here we're going to have real, authentic conversations about both the challenges and the beauty of the Christian lifestyle. Our hope is that you would leave this podcast praising God for all of the good, but also trusting Him with the not so great. Thank you for tuning in. We are so glad that you're here. Hey, welcome back to the After Sunday podcast. I'm Taylor Johnston.
And I'm Casey Rolapp.
And today we are talking about the value of vulnerability. All right, Casey, you just had a Worth the Risk Rooted Together event. I want to hear, I know you guys just celebrated a birthday last year.
Yes.
A pretty big one, right?
Well, we're stepping into our fifth year. So okay. It's not officially five. We're on year five, but we officially became a nonprofit in October. So that's technicality, awesome. You know, yeah, we're going to say five.
That's how little kids count it. They're like...
Well, exactly. Yeah. And we started in January. We just didn't become official. So it has been 5 years. So that's yes, wild. That's a long way of saying yes.
All right. So I know you guys just did a Rooted Together event Friday. So I want to hear, how did it go? How is it going? You have any testimonies you can share?
So first, before I answer that question, I just want to apologize because I'm still sick. I think I've said that over the last two or three episodes. And I was just telling Taylor, I'm going to have to get a steroid shot because this is not going well. We birthed 24 goats last week. And I think the combination of straw and cedar chips and afterbirth, yeah. There I say it.
It'll get there.
It just, yeah. So anyways, that might have been too much information. But anyways, so Rooted Together. It was awesome. We had several women from all over. We actually had people from Tennessee come and Kentucky. So we're expanding. That's outside amazing. Of Southern Illinois. It was super awesome. But Brittany Dillon, who's a good friend of both Taylor and I, she spoke on obedience, and it was so good. We had several women just at the end come up for prayer and encouragement and ministry time, which is one of my favorite parts of Rooted Together, because we can really just, we want to create an environment where we can pray over one another and we can walk alongside people who are struggling. And we had one of our other good friends, Jordan Atkins, she gave a word of knowledge to the congregation, which was awesome. And a lady came up, and I'm not going to go into the details, but just the way that the Lord met in that moment was radical and amazing and awesome. So cool. But it's going good. Rooted Together was great. And then just stepping into some other things that we're really excited about. We're going to be doing our first fundraiser this year. We're going to be doing a 5K color run. Mark it on your calendars. It's going to be in September.
I'll cheer for you. Okay. I'll be so
you can
happy.
The color.
Yes, you can that's a job for me.
And we're going to be doing a leadership retreat and working on some other resources. We just launched a private Facebook community, so that's really neat. But the Lord's really doing some awesome things, and it's exciting to see just continue growth and what He's called us to do.
That's amazing. Praise God. That's so cool.
Yeah, thanks for asking.
I think it's so special because I don't know where you're listening from, but we're from a little, like, we're downstate Illinois. We are the tip of Illinois. And I feel like sometimes everyone talks about Northern Illinois, and it just, we feel like this little bitty place, but God is doing big things.
Yeah, He is. He really is. And so it was just really encouraging to see. I told Brittany, I think I probably knew maybe 5 to 10% of the people that were there. We had almost, we had like probably 150 women there, and I knew maybe 20 of them.
You guys are going to pack that place out. You're going to have to find a new place.
I know. It's just crazy. It's really cool just to see God's faithfulness in all of it. So super excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Taylor, how are things going with you? I know you recently stepped back into real estate. So yeah. How is that going?
It's great. It's going great. A little bit crazy. It's really interesting. You know, I stayed at home with my kids up until they were 7-ish, maybe a little bit younger than that, 5-7. And then I went back to work, and then I've had a break over the winter, which real estate normally just kind of slows down in the winter, but we're kind of back, and we're back wildly busy, which is, I'm so grateful for, but it's teaching me a lot that I thought I already had figured out, which isn't that life, but just how to prioritize my kids and how to do a good job for the people that I'm working for, but also still make time for my family. It is hard to set boundaries in a social media cell phone world.
Yes, it is.
Everybody wants to get a hold of you immediately. And in my job, they sometimes need to. So just trying to figure out what the work-life balance looks and the ministry, you know, wanting to, my heart is like, God, I just really want to do this full time. But we're not there yet. And so I don't know, maybe hopefully that'll speak to someone where it's like, hey, there is a season where we're not always doing everything that we want to, and it's not the fullness of what we wish it would look like. So just learning contentment in the middle. And
I think we've talked about that before, about how our now is preparing us for our next, and how we typically want to speed through the now, especially when it's not where we want to be, because we want to get to the next thing. But when we do that, we miss so much of what God is wanting to teach us and mold us for the next season. So
and I see that in my own life right now, going back to, you know, jumping right back into full time, I see that where there are things that I thought, oh, I've got this, I've matured in these areas, and I'm realizing, oh, there's more work to be done. And so I'm grateful for that.
Kind of.
Yeah, mostly grateful for that. It's kind of crazy. I actually was asking the Lord, please let me go into ministry full time. Please let me write full time. Please let me, whatever it is, like, that's where my heart is. Let me pour into people full time. And it's funny how we have in our minds what we think something should look like, and the Lord is like, I'm actually allowing you to do that full time. Yeah. It doesn't look like what you think.
Exactly.
I was asking him, let me stop, you know, real estate or whatever, and he reminded me that there's actually a woman in our church now, because I was in real estate. God used our working relationship for his glory in her life, and she came to Christ because of it. And had we not worked together in the same office in real estate, it never would have come about the way that it did. I think he would have still worked out his will. But so just seeing in hindsight that it's not for nothing.
Yeah.
And ministry is everywhere. It's not just in the church walls, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so meat and potatoes. Today we are talking about the value of vulnerability. And for me personally, this is something that the Lord has really done a work in my life, showing me truly how valuable vulnerability can be when we open up and share. It doesn't even necessarily have to be a sin struggle, but just any type of thing that often the enemy wants us to keep hidden because we don't want to come across as weak or as though we have these struggles. But often what I have found in my own life and also observing other people is when we choose vulnerability, when we choose to be courageous, we realize, one, we're not alone in our struggles, and two, it gives people the courage to then share their struggles, and then God can use that to bring healing and restoration and freedom. And so let's talk about the value of that.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I know for me personally, I have shared this one of the very first episodes we did, just about stage fright and how I really struggle with that and how that's a weakness of mine. And the Lord has brought me to share that with several people since then. I just taught a class a couple weeks ago when I shared the stage announcement fiasco when I had to get off stage, and how we want to brush those things under the rug, right? But it just makes me think of when Paul is talking about, I think it's somewhere in Corinthians, of I'm going to boast of my weakness, right? Because it points to the power of God. And it also, again, just brings forth courage in other people when we share. And I have seen God use my own vulnerability to spur on other people, like, oh, I don't have to be perfect to be used by the Lord. Yeah. You know, that type of thing. So that is just a little bit of how I've seen it in my own life. But how about you?
Yeah, vulnerability. I don't love it, but it's necessary. I think, you know, something that you kind of talked about was how God can use your vulnerability to bring strength, whether that's, you know, glory to his name or maybe encourage somebody else. And also, if you haven't listened, Casey was referencing a scenario that happened in real life that we talked about, I think, on episode 2. So if you want to know more fully what she's talking about, go back to episode 2 and give that a listen, because it's really funny. And sometimes, you know,
and really embarrassing.
But that's funny. What makes it funny. So I think when we think of vulnerability, I think of an army. You don't want your army to be vulnerable. In the area in which they are, it means that they've lowered their shield.
Yeah.
And so the reason that shield is there is to protect. So we put up these walls of protection, and vulnerability would actually say, like, hey, yes, lowering that means that you're liable to be attacked. And that's difficult in the platform of the internet world that we live in, where anyone and everyone can tell you what they think when you are vulnerable. That's difficult and it's scary. But I think, like you said, there is so much value to it. Mm-hmm. For me personally, one way that I have been vulnerable recently that has been actually really beautiful and helpful, you know, I'm in leadership at our local church, and there are times where the way my brain functions, some people would call it ADD, I don't know, but it doesn't matter, because I have sometimes executive dysfunction, and it's hard for me tasks that should be simple, conversations, even just simple ones of like, hey, did you get this done? Like, even if I did, to text back yes, sometimes I'm just like, I don't have it in me to text. I don't know why, but it just, things tend to mount sometimes. And I struggle with that. And so I've just gotten really honest and vulnerable with our leadership and said, hey, for whatever reason, I'm in a season where it's probably going back to work and having extra responsibilities. But I feel overwhelmed. I'm struggling to respond, you know, these things. And so much grace, met with so much grace. And to the point that even got set, I got encouragement from it. I left that meeting and somebody texted me and they were like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, you've actually grown leaps and bounds in this. And you even just saying this, I am struggling with this, is wildly, like, it's a growth point for you. And it ended up becoming encouraging.
Yeah, absolutely. It's encouraging crazy for those people too, because while they may not share that same struggle, now they probably feel the freedom too. Like, well, Taylor was vulnerable with our leadership team to share her struggles. Then I'm going to share mine when I have those. It creates a space where, again, it's just kind of contagious because you have said that precedent, like, it's okay to do this. And also just making note, that was a safe place. And I think that's a super important thing to highlight here. We're not called to be vulnerable with everyone because not everyone is safe, but that is a safe place for you. So being able to say that to them, recognizing that, again, that is a safe place. Just how that is setting kind of a precedent just for your leadership team, I think, as well.
Yeah. And I actually think it may have been in the second episode. We talked about how we wanted this podcast. That was part of the reason, might have even been the first, because this was part of the reason we started this.
Yeah.
I remember looking back and thinking, you know, in my early 20s, I can't tell anybody I struggle with this or I have these questions or whatever, because they're going to judge me. I didn't see anyone being vulnerable. And to be fair, that's maybe because I wasn't looking, or maybe because I was scared and I didn't want to see someone being vulnerable, because that would require me to be vulnerable. But I think that's part of the heart behind this podcast, is vulnerability and just saying, hey, after Sunday doesn't look perfect as a believer, and it doesn't have to.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think it's just important to highlight, because you touched on this, but I just want to make sure that it's clear. Vulnerability can be good, but it also can be bad. So it's good when we use it for God's glory and for the good of others. But there's also another part to it where we don't want to be vulnerable to sin and attacks of the enemy. So there's wisdom in this, right? So we're talking about the good vulnerability today, and not just...
That's a great point.
Yeah, because being vulnerable in certain areas of life is not wisdom. So just want to be really clear on that before we move forward. So just going back to how God can use it for his glory and for the good of other people, I have personally seen this in a lot of different situations at our workshops that Worth the Risk facilitates. Our workshops are on the topic of purposeful living. So we teach and equip women on different components of purposeful living. And what we tell them at the very beginning is, the more that you put into the workshop, the more you're going to get out of it. Yeah. The more vulnerable you are and transparent, I mean, a lot of times you're going to be healed and experience a lot more freedom whenever you open up and share. But it's amazing to see just how one person's courage really can just shift the environment in the room, because the enemy wants us to keep all those things inside of us, because he knows when things are left in the dark and left in the shadows that they fester and they grow and we feel isolated and alone. And that's where he wants us, because that's the bad type of vulnerable, right? Yeah. That's when we are exposed to the attacks. But one way we fight back is through vulnerability. It's funny, you fight against vulnerability with vulnerability.
Yeah.
But by sharing, like, hey, I struggle with this, or the enemy's trying to convince me of this. And I have seen just such freedom, and it's not any type of freedom that we can muster up on our own, is the freedom that comes through the power of God. But just by saying, opening in your mouth and just sharing, it not only frees you, starts that healing journey for you, but it also does for other people. Because again, I think so many times we keep things hidden because we don't want people to think we're crazy. But then what you find out when you share is like, oh my gosh, they're crazy too.
Yeah.
Because we all struggle.
You're crazy. Just you're crazy like
just like me. Yeah. But we all struggle. And it's just, that's one of my favorite parts of our workshop, is just seeing how God can use just one person's willingness to open up their mouth and say, hey, I am struggling with this, or I have done this, or the enemy is holding this over my head. And then what they come to find out is, wow, I'm not alone. And it may not look exactly what they're struggling with, but a lot of times, it can be sometimes. Yeah, or similarly. And just how that, again, is just a trickle effect when we choose to. I use the analogy of leaving our dust particles of our weakness and our failures on display when we say, like, hey, this is my mess, God can use it mightily. But instead, for some reason, we want to hide it all the time.
Yeah.
And I think if we would be more vulnerable, and again, not with everybody, but I think we might just be surprised how God will use it in our lives and also other people's.
It makes me think of scripture, because if and we've talked about this before, you go and read scripture, it's not just someone's highs. It is the highs, but it's also the lows. And, you know, Moses wrote quite a few books in the New Testament, Old Testament, not the New Testament. See, not perfect. And he was the author of a lot of these stories. And as he's penning this, he's having to be real about who he was in the midst of those stories. Obviously, it was backward looking, right? So it was him writing it with hindsight of, wow, the Lord was doing this and I was off doing this. Yeah. Or, you know, the Lord told me, you know, to in faith do something and I questioned him, but he was honest about it. And it's in his honesty that we can say, and God loved Moses and used Moses mightily.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're saying. He hasn't stopped doing that. Yeah. It's kind of interesting, dare I say funny or ironic, that I'll speak for myself. I struggle at times to be vulnerable because it seems like if I'm vulnerable, then people will know that I'm human, or they'll see me as not as good of a human. But it's like, what it is to be human is to error, to right. not be perfect. And I think, you know, we can be honest in a couple different ways. We can be honest in our vulnerability with God, because that is a very private one-on-one situation, and he already knows. He's not surprised. And then there's the being vulnerable with the people in your life, like you said, not with everybody, not on every platform, but in ways that are appropriate and in times that are appropriate, being open and honest and lowering your wall, lowering your shield, and saying, hey, this is something about me that might be not the best version of me, or might need a little bit of encouragement, or I might need reprimand even for, and that's difficult. So what are some barriers to, like, why is it that we aren't vulnerable more? Yeah.
I think because we weigh the cost too much is one of the reasons, which I think there's wisdom in weighing the cost. I don't think you should just step right into it and share everything. I think you should be prayerful and wise about what you share. However, I do think sometimes we let what it's going to cost us hold us back because we're worried what people are going to think of us. That's a big one. What are, you know, their opinions and things like that. And that for me anyways. And so that holds me back. But every time, I mean, there have been times where I probably have regretted sharing, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. But for the 99% of the time that I have shared, the cost, if there's been one, which I can't really think of a great example, has always been worth it. You know, I don't walk away from obedience of being vulnerable thinking, man, I really wish I wouldn't have done that, because most of the time God does use it. Yeah. And even if that person rejects what I have to say or thinks I'm crazy, God still uses it to grow me. Yeah. And sometimes it's just about, like, our obedience and what God wants to do in our life. It may not even affect the other person directly, but for me, you know, it's always been worth it. So I think the cost is something that we can use to talk ourselves out of vulnerability. Mm-hmm. How about you, Taylor?
Why do I struggle to be vulnerable with people? Okay, I'm going to be honest. I think I struggle to be vulnerable with people because I'm at times not even vulnerable with myself. Mm. And so there are ways in which I don't even know. Obviously, this gets better with practice and just maturing. But I would even say I'm still at a place where I have blinders on in certain spots, and I need to be vulnerable with myself before I can be vulnerable with God and then vulnerable with people. And so, I mean, I'm 32, I'll be 33 this year. And it has taken me 32 years of living with executive dysfunction disorder or ADD or whatever to actually be able to say, wow, I am struggling with this. This is difficult for me. This feels shameful for me because other people don't struggle in this way. Like, I mean, other people seem to have it all together and I don't. So I think for me, I wasn't even vulnerable with myself in that. And I just thought, I'm doing it. I'm just tired. It's just a lot. And finally I thought, hey, something else might be up and that's okay. And I was willing to be vulnerable with myself. So yeah, I think that's probably it for me. And it's important for me to also differentiate this, because this is something that I have struggled with. Is vulnerability is not self-deprecation.
Yeah, that's really good.
It is not I'm going to make fun of myself or I'm going to beat myself down because I'm struggling in this area or whatever. I think self-deprecation actually show, and I've learned this in my own life, it shows that I'm uncomfortable not being perfect. Yeah. It shows that I'm uncomfortable lowering my walls. And so I'm going to like, haha, we're going to laugh about this. Or I'm going to just be like, oh, poor, poor, pitiful me in this area. And that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about, hey, it's okay to be honest, but you don't have to belittle yourself or berate yourself. Because are you perfect? Absolutely not. But you are being perfected and you are made in the image of God. And so there are ways in which it is not okay to speak about yourself. And I think we need to draw that line.
Yeah, that's so good.
There are some topics that we could just talk to death and we could talk forever. I think this one's pretty simple. And my encouragement to our listeners today would just be, start with being vulnerable to yourself. Start with being honest with yourself about yourself and then move to the Lord. And when you have made that progression, then start finding your safe people that you can be vulnerable with. And it doesn't have to be this thing where you're like, I'm constantly vulnerable and angsty and, you know, that's okay. But there'll be moments and you'll know it's appropriate. And don't back down.
Yeah.
Do it. But start by investing in yourself, spending time in your brain being vulnerable.
Yeah, and I think the more you do it, the easier it becomes. It still can be hard, but the more we obey and we say yes to Jesus, the less of a struggle it becomes.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Don't back down. We just want to say thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate just your support by tuning in. Real quick, before we sign off, I just want to share an opportunity. We talked a little bit about Worth the Risk, which is a ministry that I help oversee. And we are doing one of the workshops that I referenced to a little bit earlier on in the show. And it is on purposeful living. Our heart is to walk alongside women to teach and encourage and equip them to take godly, obedient risks for kingdom purposes. And sometimes we come to seasons of our lives where we're struggling. Maybe it's fear of the cost that we talked about earlier, or we're just not really sure what the Lord has given us to be used for his glory and for the benefit of other people. And we want to help you discern those things, fight against those things. And so on April 6th, we're going to be facilitating a workshop, and we are still working on the actual location, but I will say it will be in Marion, Illinois. We do know that. And if you are interested, you can follow us on Worth the Risk Official on Instagram and Facebook, and we will make sure to put updates on there when we know more. Also, we will make sure to include the information in the show notes for easy reference. So thanks so much for listening, guys.